gentlemen. We are starting on a wrong note. That we should start by apologizing for not starting on time. The meeting was scheduled to start at 9 o'clock. Now we have facing some technical challenges on our side. Please bear with us, but we're starting now. We have invited two departments. The police, not the police service commissioner, the police. We have invited the police service. We have invited the police service. We have invited the public works. Somehow, we are supposed to start with public works. Public works has a commitment here in Parliament. The police, Mamo people, they have a commitment as well. I have tried to negotiate with the two teams in terms of that. We had, I thought that we'd start with the police commissioner. However, we had advised the portfolio committee on police service. According to they are aware that with the program that we started with public works, and as a result, they are not here. As a result of that, I would want to appeal to you that though we had agreed that we would start with you, that we start with public works. Because the members of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works are here already. Call upon us.
You only yourself. The majority of your members are not here. The chairperson as well had indicated she would be here.
So please bear with us. We will try to be businesslike with public works. I'm not alone. I'm with my colleague here, Chairperson Mabuza, who is the chairperson of public works. We work together as committees. We collaborate. She is accompanied by colleagues from the public works portfolio committee. You welcome. Honourable members, you are welcome, Chairperson. Both of us will chair this meeting, so it will be our meeting, and members should feel free to participate in this meeting. Even those members of the Police Portfolio Committee who are here, please feel free to participate in any presentation that is done here as full members. On that note, I understand that you will correct me. That maybe is leading the delegation. So you will introduce your non-members to this committee. Because
because they've kind of become family members of Parliament. We're going to get offices for you here, don't worry.
Let's start.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, the Chairperson of Public Works Portfolio Committee.
Excuse me, just before you do that, let me just indicate why we invited you. I have not done that. We have invited you, both of you, you very important department. Department of Public Works has that responsibility of being in charge of the work of government. We invited you, we looked at your performance at the end of the third quarter, that is December 31st, 2010. The overall performance of public works is not really, it's not a bad one. We are at 72%. At that time. However, when getting into the details of your program, that's where we found that there were challenges. And I have made, Ms. Peek, I have made some commitment to the CFO that we don't intend inviting you for the third quarter. But when the committee looked at the performance, I was obliged to change that commitment that would not invite you. Because there are areas where really we found it difficult not to invite you. That is the one of those areas is your EPWP program which is in the provinces, in local governments. We do understand that last year there was a summit trying to deal with improving performance on this grant. But up to now, I think that that has little effect. So what we'd really like you to deal with will be on that area. Clearly, part of what you're going to deal with is to say, with the way that that grant is structured, is it effective as it is structured? Because the department or local government must first perform, after which they are reimbursed. Now, the uptake, it is not improving. That's one thing. But, at the end of December, you were at 50%. I think with provinces and 66% with local government. Yeah. So, I think really that is the main issue. But the other issue is with respect to devolution of property rates of power. You had an allocation of a billion. You spent 1.8 billion. Now, how do we account perhaps for that? It's difficult to
to take. We need to understand. On the Council for Built Environment, you allocated 1.3 billion. Only 50% of that has been spent. Capital payment, 45% was spent. So I think that you can understand why then we had to invite you. But without any much ado, I'll invite you to present. Please do not tell us about the vision and the mission of the department.
We do know those things.
Let's focus on the work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members. My name is Lydia Fikwi, acting COO of the department. I am with the CFO, K.T. Motisi, and Rahad Samuel, who is the DDG Inner City, Stanley Henderson, who is the DDG ECWP, and the rest of the delegation. The presentation is going to be done, all the presentation, the whole presentation is going to be done by the CFO, but we will ask Stanley just to add on the effectiveness of the grant, particularly just to comment on the commitments made at the summit. The CFO will deal with the devolution of rates as well, and just to mention that we have been working on this project since inception with the provinces. We will give over to the CFO to make the presentation.
Thank you. Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Chair of the Portfolio Committee, I'm going to present on the financial performance of the department at the third quarter, and also I have included February just to show progress to date. I will also report on what was requested, explanations on the underspending under energy efficiency and the devolution of property rates. Honorable Chair, Honorable Members, as at the end of the third quarter, which was the end of December, the department had already spent 75% of the budget, as indicated on the slide. I've also taken the liberty to show the expenditure as of February to say we are already on 80%. If we look at the various items, economic classification, it is clear that under the infrastructure, our expenditure was very low at 46%, including machinery and equipment, which relates to our desks and computers that we buy internally in the department, at 46%. In breaking down the infrastructure so that we can get a better picture of what makes up the 46%, under departmental, those are the projects that we manage internally, including the building of the office block in Bloemfontein. At the third quarter, if you look at the expenditure, it was 71%. And now in February has gone down to 37%. This is as a result of the budget shifting that we did around January when we started working on the new project of potholes and the building of bridges. We shifted most of the budget out of other programs like Inner City to departmental to increase funding there for the new projects that emerged. Under accessibility, we were on 57%. Dolomite risk management, very low at 6% in the third quarter, but it has improved in February to 27%. Land port of entry have also shown great improvement at 80%. In the third quarter, it was 56%. Prestige going to 66% and Inner City at 63% from the 11% that was reported in December. Explanations to the yes, we moved some of the funding to departmental. because we needed more money under departmental. That is why the budget under departmental, if you look at this, the discrepancies, the budget dropped from 71% in from the first quarter to 37%. And on the other hand, this side, it moved from 11% to 63%. That's what...
It seems we are now starting at the wrong note. Immediately we start talking about the February issues. We are moving from the third quarter to the fourth quarter, and we call them for the third quarter report. So this comparison really is going to take us out of our focus, because the focus is the third quarter report. We appreciate everything that's said about the fourth quarter, but can we concentrate on the third quarter and look at why there was underspending and if there's any overspending during the third quarter? And if we intend calling you for the fourth quarter, then fortunately we'll be having some information about the first quarter. But really the first quarter is not even over. Thank you.
Okay.
If you just could assist the committees in terms of that, so that we don't really get confused.
Okay.
I see your slide was prepared for the up to date, but I don't know if there's a way that you could say just up to end of the. Is it possible?
Yes.
The chairperson wants to ask. The chairperson wants to assist you.
Yes.
Chairperson, what I want to say is that I think the department did not prepare for this public hearing. It was the documents that are with us, they are the documents that were presented in the second last portfolio committee, if I'm not mistaken. These are the same documents. I thought maybe you will come with prepared documents for the presentation of this public hearing.
Now, I think that's why they presented to you this year. Now it's fine because they are presenting as until the end of December. So if they came this year, it could be almost the same what you call it presentation.
Chairperson, I'm raising this issue because in that presentation already they had included what you are querying.
Okay, all right, okay, and you had raised, okay. Ms. Bikri, look like Ms. Anderson wants to help.
The presentation that we made in relation to figures is as at the third column is as at the end of December, and those figures don't change. What we wanted to present was to say, as at that time, there are a lot of action that has been taken. That is comparative, but we take note of the requirement of the committee that we should not present on those. But it's just to say, from that time, a lot of work has been done, and at the end of it's not the end of the quarter, it's at the end of February. But we take a point. The information is there, but the concentration of the presentation will be at the end of December.
Yeah, please, let's just do that. It just shows that the confusion it may cause, the discomfort it may cause to members, if all the figures are shown up, because you can't stop your eyes from looking at what is at present, then it is. But please, as you indicate, Mr. Peter, that your focus will be on the at the end of the third quarter. Let's do that.
Thanks, Chair. We note the comments. Perhaps the reason why we also brought in February was because one of the questions that we have to respond to is a present detailed plan on how the department is addressing poor performance. So we thought we'd be proactive in showing how we have addressed the poor performance over the 2 month period. But I will just focus on the third quarter. Going back to this slide, our expenditure was already on 75%, with infrastructure still being the lowest. We have also tried to show the various projects in terms of where the status of the projects, and it is the same status that we presented to the portfolio committee. It can't change because that's what it was when we were presenting at that stage to the portfolio committee. We've broken down the project so that we can give you more insight in terms of what makes up the infrastructure budget and what makes the spending to be also at 46%. If you look at this summary of projects that we have included here, we've got already 101 of those projects which are still at the very early stages of planning, and we have almost 112 of those projects being at construction stage, and we've got final delivery stage, which is number 7, 80 projects, and where construction has been completed, we've got 86 projects. That makes up the 505 projects that we have on the system. So I will just go back to explain some of the challenges why the budget is very low. Besides the status that we've shown and the fact that we moved very slow, as a department, we took a step back and we analyzed the reason for such slow expenditure. And this slow expenditure is not only experienced in this financial year. We went back to look at the previous financial years because on a comparative basis, we realized that even last year, in the 2010 financial year, we reported the same amount of spending. One of the areas that became very glaring was the fact that we started our planning very late. And that, as a department, we have noted that, and we started to try and speed up planning and procurement before the 1st of April, so that when the new financial year starts, we move into an implementation mode instead of a planning mode. The 90% of the funds that are unspent now are currently committed in the new projects of potholes and bridges and the other rehabilitation that we are busy with. Dolomite spending is very low at 6%. The Dolomite spending is largely attributed to the project. Where if projects move very slow, Dolomite will also spend very slow because these tests are done on projects that are going to run. The department took a decision a year ago to withhold all the REM projects because we wanted to assess the effectiveness of the REM projects that we're running in the department. Some of the REM projects, we realized that we were repairing where we are actually supposed to be building new things, buying new equipment. And that period actually resulted with the REM project being slowed for a period of almost a year. We started in earnest this year to put in place those repair and maintenance projects and which will also then show improved spending under Dolomite. Chair, this is the breakdown as per according to each program. Program 1 in the third quarter was on 79%. Program 2, which is our immovable asset management, on 77%. Program 3 on 50%. Program 4 on 73%. Program 5 on 84%. This is against the quarterly linear target of 75%. The 92% would have been for as February. In terms of the earmarked funds, office accommodation, that is the offices that we occupy as a department, we were on 73% in the third quarter. DPW infrastructure is the one that is low at 46%. CIDB, these are transfers that we do to one of our entities, 100%. CBE, we transfer all the funds. AGRIMA is another entity where we transfer 100%. boundary fencing. There's a project that we have with agriculture. 90% of the funds were already transferred. PMTE, 100%. My apologies for the extra zero. Property rates, conditional grants, 100%. The 1.8 was already transferred in December to 100%. EPWP incentive to provinces. At the third quarter, we were on 27%. Incentives to municipalities, we were on 44%. IDT intermediaries, 100%. EPWP non-state sector, we transferred the full 100%. And the non-state sector to provinces, 100%. CETA, ASAP, this is the fund that we pay to the human resource CETA. At the third quarter, nothing was transferred. Parliamentary villages, 100% was transferred. Energy efficiency in the third quarter, nothing was transferred. Audit fees, we had already paid 91%. Compensation for losses is a small budget that we keep as a provision for writing off losses. State functions, we had already exceeded the allocation in the third quarter. This was as a result of one of the funerals of the Deputy Minister of Health that exceeded the budget that we had as a department. Commonwealth War Graves, 79% in the third quarter was already spent, resulting with earmarked funds, 73% spent. Energy efficiency, the budget allocation of 75 million was not spent as at the 31st of December. Let me also preface by saying this is not the only initiative that we have in the department in terms of energy efficiency. We've got projects that are running on a cost-sharing basis that have been running in Pretoria, Bloemfontein, and our Joburg offices. There is a significant improvement in terms of the initiatives that are put in place on a cost-sharing basis with the department. The 75 million was an allocation given to us by Treasury for the retrofitting of the state buildings. The funds were actually delayed by the bidding process, which took too long. The baseline studies had to be undertaken internally in the department, and in terms of the size of the project, it was also important that we ensure that we've got proper project management so that we can be able to monitor the kilowatts that we are saving from the expenditure spent. The department has since then entered into an agreement with IDT, who are implementing on our behalf, and significant progress has been made by the IDT in terms of conducting the baseline studies and implementing the retrofitting in most of the buildings. We can actually provide the project plan and progress to date to show exactly the number of buildings that are already being retrofitted. In terms of the devolution of property rates grants, this report was at January. We didn't have the December total report from all the various provinces. But what I can confirm is that provinces like KZN have already indicated that spending has moved significantly between January and February. As I'm reporting now, they sent me a report that says they are now on 70% and they are continuing to verify and to actually go to the municipalities and collect invoices, because one of the delays comes from the municipalities where they submit invoices very late. The provincial treasury there has already started to assist the province to get invoices from the municipalities so that they can start paying. Mpumalanga has already reported also a 68% in terms of the support that they've received. In fact, most of the provincial public works are now actually going to the municipalities to go and help them to generate the invoices so that they can pay. There is significant improvement with the spending, and most of the provinces have reported that when we get the end of February report, it will throw a completely different picture. There is also a notable trend on a year-on-year in terms of how this grant is performing. We've cautioned the other provinces like Mpumalanga, Western Cape, and Eastern Cape to look to be vigilant on the spending, because if they don't check, they might end up with an unauthorized expenditure. We are also going to look at Northwest and the Northern Cape for any possible savings, so that we can start discussing with Treasury on how we can move funding to provinces like Western Cape, where they've already spent 99% of their budget. Let me also hasten to say that the grant will remain inadequate or will be overspent as and when the municipalities improve on the administration, as they identify new properties and realize properties that were never built before. They build the departments, and in some instances, unfortunately, they build retrospectively, and they also charge interest. The provincial public works are also beefing up their administration sections, where they are now able to reconcile and look at properties that were not previously built. It clearly shows that as we progress, we will need more money under property rates. So on the financial performance, I'll hand over to Ricky to report on the inner city precinct as requested by the committee.
When you do that, I think that in my opening remarks, I did indicate that with property devolution fund, you are at 180%. And I thought that you will at least comment on that, unless the person that you're giving over to is going to comment on that, because it means that it's 1.8 billion now. I think the interest of Parliament is that where is 800 million coming from, those kind of things. You could also comment on that, unless someone else is going to comment on that.
Yeah, I'm going back to the slide. Chair, maybe I didn't get the question properly. On the devolution, we are 100.
I'm saying, according to National Treasure, a report that we got with National Treasure at the end of December, with the devolution of property rates fund, you had spent 180, you were allocated to a billion, you spent 1.8 billion. Now the thing is, where does 800 million come from? I thought then it would be important for you to comment on that as to exactly where this money is coming from.
Thanks, Chair. The devolution of property rates grant, we received an adjustment during the adjustment estimate of about 750 million. The budget was significantly increased because we needed almost 450 million for KZN, and 286 million was also allocated for all the various provinces. So the entire 1.8 billion was allocated by National Treasury, and we've already transferred the full 1.8 billion to the provinces. Out of that 1.8 billion, they've already spent 1.1 to the municipalities.
So the 1.8 billion was allocated, but it's not necessary the expenditure. That is the amount that was transferred as a receipt. That's what you're saying.
Yes, we requested additional funding from National Treasury during the adjustment estimate, and we received that additional funding. The last tranche was made in December, where we paid the money to the provincial public works.
Good morning, Honourable Chairpersons. In response to the request by the Secretariat of the Committee, we will be reporting on progress on the Inner City Regeneration Program, formerly known as the Rehabisa Swane Program, which we have now renamed Inner City Regeneration Program. What we've done to date, the precinct master planning is in the implementation stage of both the DPW Rehab Electronic Accommodation Program and the City of Tshwane Statutory Management Program. We have entered into memorandums of understanding with the City of Tshwane. We've also signed a service level agreement with the City of Tshwane. And the development program of the precinct management plan is to effectively accommodate and facilitate national government accommodation in the city, as well as to develop management plans for the inner city that will enable the management of the inner city area befitting a capital city. Just some background: in 2008, DPW and City of Tshwane jointly developed and approved the Tshwane City Inner City Development Framework as required by the Municipal Systems Act. The Inner City Precinct Master Plan project will address the next level of detailed precinct plans, which will culminate in a costed project and management plans as required by the IDP process of the City of Tshwane. Just to give you some, you need to go to the next slide, please. Just to orientate you as to exactly what the plans are. In terms of what we have, the different precincts, there is Church Square. We have the AC Development building on the corner of Andres and Skinner Street. And the various precincts, we've got the Pretoria Station and Salvocorp precinct, which is on the left there. We've got the Southern Eastern precinct. We've got the Church Street East precinct at the bottom of the slide. We've got the Northeastern precinct. And to the top, we've got the Paul Kruger precinct and the Marabasa precinct. That is all what we have planned in the precinct plan. There are 17 new or upgraded headquarter projects completed or work in progress. Next slide, please. This in terms of what we've done with the City of Tshwane. As I said, the Memorandum of Understanding was signed in 2005. That was followed by the service level agreement, which was signed by the two, the municipal manager and the DG of Public Works, in February 2011. And what we've gone now, we've gone to the stage of appointing a highly skilled and experienced planning consortium that will assist us with the precinct planning. In terms of DPW responsibility, DPW is the project champion. We are the investor, the stakeholder, the executive sponsor, and co-manager. Just carry on. City of Tshwane, there's a project owner, the planning mandate, the stakeholder, implementer, and co-manager. And then we get the private sector to come in as investor, developer, and role player. Okay. Just to give the committee some insight as to what we've done so far in terms of progress, we've completed the Department of Education new headquarters, the PPP project. The State Library, which is a state-of-the-art library, is also a completed project. The department...
I'm sorry, you know, I don't want to keep on interrupting you when you present. It's possible that our request was not clear to you, but maybe it had another background. We thought that what you would present to us, we see the detail here. But it's to say, that's roughly the other thing that you're doing in Tshwane, Bloemfontein, Cape Town, wherever. If it is, but if it is focused in Tshwane as we see it from here, it's fine with us. Because, let me just... I don't want to preempt your presentation, continue with your presentation, but please don't worry about the details. But the most important thing to us is this inner city, is this inner city, is inner city in Pretoria, or is it elsewhere, blah, blah. That those kind of, those broad, what you call, that broad thrust, you know. Now the details of which building, please. Thanks.
We'll present that high level in terms of where we are in the city, not the detail of it. When that information is required, it will be presented. I don't know, Ricky, if you want to sit here or...
Then all I need to do is show you. Chair, then basically I'll ignore all of the detailed sites. The project started in 20, and the master planning for the precinct design is in the city of 20. But what we've done, in addition to that, we've rolled it out to various other provinces. And in terms of, I'll get to that slide, we have engaged local municipalities with the view to also rolling out a project in rural areas. The engagement that we have is with local municipalities, with the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, with provinces, and with COFDA. Those projects are in addition to those at the City of Tshwane. What we have in the planning at the moment is the Melville Rural Precinct Planning. I'm not going to go into any detail. The Mount Fair Rural Precinct Planning in the Eastern Cape, the COFDA Rural Precinct Planning in KwaZulu-Natal, the Tosca Rural Precinct in Northwest, Pedi Rural Precinct in the Eastern Cape, Izana in the Eastern Cape, Tofimbaba Rural Precinct in the Eastern Cape. We've got Nkobo Rural Precinct, Limpopo Rural Precinct, and Nkandla Rural Development in KZN. And then what we also have is a rollout plan with respect to DPW's mandate and providing services to their clients. And that is to establish or do feasibility studies for 6 regional offices, which is in Durban, Mthatha, Mabatu, Johannesburg, Polokwane, and Bombela. Funding requests for these permanent accommodations will be forwarded to the National Treasury in the coming financial year. That is in broad what we're doing in the City of Tshwane and rolling it out to the rest of the country.
That's a commitment. You raised a question, Chair, that whether the grant is effective and what has happened to the commitments that were made, the undertakings that were made. That's very important, Chair, that it is working and we have commitment in terms of the service level agreements that we signed.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Chair, members. You have made a comment and asked the question whether the grants are effective. We have seen indeed that it has made a big difference in terms of the way that municipalities have been reporting. To give you an idea, we have seen, even though the overall percentage for the current financial year may seem lower than the previous year, the actual amount drawn down has increased. I can actually mention, compare the previous year with this year in terms of how it has changed, which means the actual percentage is obviously lower than the previous year, but the actual amount in both municipalities and provinces, it has increased. We have also signed protocols with municipalities currently standing at about 70 municipalities who have signed the protocols since the municipal summit last year. But we can provide you with the details if you so wish, the actual amount.
On an expanded public works program, they were allocated 1.4 billion, of which they spent 49.75%. That was 737 million that has been spent. And the understanding is on compensation of employees, which were, they were given 236.7 million, and they only managed to spend about 121 million, of which is 44.1%. And again, they were allocated to what 1.2 billion for transfers and subsidies. The department has only managed to spend 613 million, which is 51.5% of the allocation. And Chairperson, the slow spending of transfer payment for the ATW grant, it was a slow spending for grant municipalities. And of this, only 56% has been transferred to municipalities for the EPWP project. That's what we want to hear from them, why this underspending. And meanwhile, they requested for more funds that they could not spend.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable members, Mama Dopa, Babon Bibi.
Thank you, Co-Chairperson. No, as a portfolio on public works, we have to indicate that we confirm that this report was presented before the portfolio committee. And also, as a portfolio committee, we raised some concerns, as the appropriation has also raised it. The first concern that we're having is the integrated planning. That is planning together as spheres of government to prevent challenges of pointing fingers to one sphere, which will be blamed as delaying the progress. And it was the view of the committee to say that even the local sphere of government, because all the time they say the information was not forthcoming from the local sphere of government, we're saying that if they are playing a critical role in the progress for Department of Public Works, they must have a committee that will include all the stakeholders and plan together to prevent this planning in silos that delays the progress and the service delivery for our people. That was one concern that we raised, Chairperson. Secondly, Chairperson, the committee suggested that at least the management must have a meeting with the provincial counterparts so that they can assess the progress. We said at least monthly, because what we discovered in the presentation was the fact that after the third quarter, they were saying there is a meeting that is still outstanding. We're saying, why do you wait until the last minute and the quarter is completed, and then you go back, you said you want to rectify those things? It must be a continuous assessment, a continuous progress assessment to see whether we are in line with the targets that we expect as a department. And also, Chair, we raise a concern as a committee or on the lack of expenditure, in particular, in the programs that will assist in job creation. You'll recall, Chairperson, Honorable Chair, that the President has announced that 2011 is the year of job creation. If there is a lack of spending in EPWP, it's a challenge. If there is a lack in the infrastructure, where these two programs are the key in job creation, it raised a concern to us as a portfolio committee around that one. And the other thing that we did not understand as a committee that we raised during the presentation was the fact that now, even after the adjusted budget, our understanding is that when you adjust budget, you don't just request the money without having a plan to implement that particular program. If you have adjusted budget, you have adjusted it because you have seen that here I will need more money, here I'm not going to spend. And then our expectation as a committee was to say that after the adjusted budget, we're of the view that 100% must be spent, because it's adjusted budget,
you have analyzed it, you have seen, you have identified the challenges and moved it according to the way that you think it will fast track that particular program. So, Chair, it is true that it's the same presentation, and we expect to be the same presentation because we are talking about the third quarter. But we have to indicate that most of the questions raised by Appropriation Committee, we raise it in the committee, Chair. Thank you.
Honourable Madrapa, Honourable Mbili, Honourable Dr. Rabi.
No, Chairperson, we have a problem in trying to understand what is it that you want to achieve out of this exercise. While we appreciate the background report from the committee, I don't think we are. It does assist in the current engagement we have. But suffice to say, Chairperson, maybe the slow take on my side will come to the fore as we conclude in our engagement. It suffice to say that this presentation here is very of particular interest for me because that is what my paper I presented on a certain date on the 10th of March was focusing on. But Chairperson, maybe you need to take the next person because I'm trying to adapt and capture what is it that you want to achieve at the end of this exercise in particular, because I'm a little bit lost. But we don't learn the same, maybe I would come to the teacher, more especially the previous, because even confused me even more as the purpose of this exercise. Thanks, everybody.
Now let's clarify. I think that as a committee, we agree that we will invite our colleagues when dealing with departments who have to follow up oversight in terms of the issues that are raised in this quarterly report. That's why then we have invited the portfolio committee that we have invited. However, what we hear, maybe the question that you are raising is that about 2 weeks ago or so, or two meetings ago, this presentation was made. I think we will have to deal with that question from other time as to what presentation exactly was made. Was it a quarterly report? Then maybe your question is who is responsible for doing that? Let's not focus on that. Let's just focus on the presentation in front of us. Is the presentation, does the presentation respond to our questions for the understanding that we have identified as a committee? For instance, in the appropriations, if you remember, we did what we call engage only as a committee on this question of EPWP. This is properly what we call. I thought that maybe your focus will be on those areas where we, never mind what the was discussed with you, we were not there. So if they have to report, repeat certain answers, so be it.
But then, Mr. President, but if that is the case, I thought then you would assist it to direct the question which is relevant to this exercise, that it is what ours raising.
Thank you, Chairman. On page 3 of your submission, I'd just like to draw the attention of the accessibility for disabled people. I think you, in February 2011, you've only spent 55%. I'd like to appeal to the Department of Public Works. I think this is very important, Chair. I think it's not acceptable. We, quite a number of our disabled people have profound problems and getting to state institutions and so forth. And I'd like to appeal to them that they spend the entire amount. I think it's in the public interest. And then, Chairman, something in a regeneration, I see that they've spent something like 63%. of the amount of money, and it was very, I thought that the submission that they gave us about Swanee there regarding the development there and the number of visits there was very interesting. But I'd like to know, I spoke to a colleague of mine, some of our other inner cities have also become fairly dilapidated. I mean, I'm talking about cities like Durban and others. Is it possible to furnish us the degree of progress that they've made there and the developments and like that as well? And Chairman, I also think that 63% is rather alarming because we only have another quarter left. I'd like to have what is the proactive steps that they intend to take to spend the entire amount, or are they going to roll it over to the next year? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ravi. Commissioner Marshall, I want you to raise your question. I was worried. I was going to, even if you had not raised your hand, I was going to ask you to raise this question. I don't want to raise it. Please raise it.
Sir, I'm going to ask about the energy efficiency issue, because up to the end of the third quarter, nothing was spent. Can you tell us why we hadn't spent that money on this energy efficiency issue? And the issue of the inner city is being covered by Honorable Dr. Rani. And my concern is that in one of their streets, they have committed 90% and they are going to ask for a rollover. It doesn't come out well, that thing, that they already know that they're going to ask for a rollover. It's page 4. Almost 90% of the funds are committed, and rollovers will be requested. I think this, why was this done? It seems we had planned for a rollover, even when you submitted for strategic plan and whatever you're going to achieve, you knew that this is put on the in our threat plan, but you know that at the end of the day we are going to commit it for all over, and we really don't support all over. Why? How was your planning, and how did it come to it that you already know that 90%, and when did you think of committing this 90% for all over? Can you explain it? Because we are really not for all over. The money is there to be spent for that financial year. Thank you, Sir President.
Honorable Harapram.
Thank you, Chair. It's about that state function. I see here that it's about 173% for state function. What is the reason there? 73% over the amount that's budgeted. Thank you, sir.
No, Mr. President, I've recovered my doctor because I can see what we're doing. I was really confused with that. Can I come in now? Okay, thank you. Slide 7, Chairperson. EPWP incentive to provinces, EPWP incentive to municipalities. While we agreed that the February figures, we are not here, but you see the shift there. There's very little improvement. If the presenter can talk to that, why is it so? Because this money was appropriated, and on the third quarter there were 27 and 44 respectively. If they can speak to that, I need to understand. But to avoid the follow-up, you know, just address upfront the question of capacity. Because here we are dealing with money that was appropriated, and we find ourselves at 27 and 44% respectively. What is it? Is it a capacity issue? from yourself, is this the capacity from the other spheres of government, but linked to that, if it is so, because I suspect it might be, what does it say about the issue of planning? Because I argue, sitting here, that is what many leaders need to preempt, forward-looking, to know and prepare, to have contingency plans, all these nice English things, you know? Contingency plan, you do these things and you know that you have all this planning, these things in place. Now, why then it was, if you had capacity for a problem was done in the play, in the first place, and your capacity issue. But of more concerning to me, Chairperson, you know, I say this to comrades and colleagues all the time. You know, I come from a place called Mzumbe, where my people still drink water with pigs. You know, so, and I have a commitment with my community, Chairperson, that before I leave this parliament, people will be drinking safe water. And my message is I won't be changing tires every 6 months. But because of potholes and gravel roads, I'm compelled to drive through. So the effect, therefore, of the expanded public work program, where you are at 50%. You know, some people are saying these public works jobs are not sustainable. And I argue it's even no more unsustainable if you can't even spend the allocated funds. You are at 50%, where people are wanting those jobs desperately to have at least something to eat. But here I sit on slide 6, they are at 50%. I mean, this is not acceptable. What are we doing about it? Where are we now? Taking from the information we were not supposed to have, even towards the fourth quarter, which is February, they are at 53%. What is this? I mean, linked to that 27 and next 44. What do you call it? And then managers must explain it. Thank you.
So we're done. Member Ban, Nalibut. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. In the presentation, in the presentation, the presenter said he actually mentioned the Mpumalanga province twice in the underspending and in the overspending. So can she explain why did she mention it twice? Thank you. If I haven't missed something.
I think maybe she was talking about at one stage the evolution of rate funds. You see, thank you very much, Mamu Pipu. What you have not done to us is first here, we are informed that you are the COO. You acting, so it's a good generation match. But we're not told about where the DG or the acting DG. There was no apology for that. And the reason and the problem is that we would want to speak to someone who takes decisions. So that if we have a mandate to come here to say to you, according to us, we think that this is not correct. How this needs to be done, and therefore we don't want to next week to come back to see the DG or acting DG or to come back here and say, no, I didn't get that report. And if you have a mandate, we should have told us. But the question then, our members, the members have raised the question. I think that really just to, in the interest of time, what the questions are saying is that Nema Shiko says For instance, when you ask for these money, is it because you wanted to use them where you were using them, or you wanted to use them elsewhere? For instance, we the issue of the energy in government buildings. Why do we accept funds that we don't want to, we don't need them? Because these funds could be used elsewhere. They are needed elsewhere. Now we accept them where we can't, where we know that we don't need them. It's a problem. But clearly, with us, Mystic, we have been to your summit, to everywhere about EPWP. The question that we ask when we introduce the topic, is it working as it stands? That's the question that we're asking, Ms. Anderson. As it stands, is it working? And the question, this question, we are recycling this question over and over, because your poor municipality does not have access to this. I personally was at the summit. Many municipalities, mayors and what, they were saying there that they didn't understand this animal. Mr. Anderson says the uptake now is from there. Mr. Honorable Ndiri there says, even in February, I mean, at a provincial level, so it's at 39%. At local level, it's at 44%. And one reason why I'm talking about the issue of the head of department is that these reports to the National Treasury are supposed to be signed off by the head of department. But the figures that we get in are contradicting those of the National Treasury. National Treasury was informed that you have spent 66%. But the report here that you're presenting today, even as at the end of February, is not up to 66%. That's why at the introduction I gave a wrong percentage, because I take the report from what National Treasury, the report that is said by National Treasury. But your report today, talking about 44% for local government and 39%, let's say 39% to make things look better. Let's say 39% at the end of February. But the issue is, all that Mama Bud and colleagues from Public Works, all that we are saying is that this EPWP has its there. Somebody, I think it was Ms. Madropa, who was saying, the president says we must create jobs. We know that EPWP is not about the sustainable jobs. But, I mean, even though it's not about sustainable jobs, if we're not spending, how are we going to create those unsustainable jobs? How do we make sure that Honorable Ndiri, in your constituency, there's bread on the table when this is not a problem? Now we are in the appropriation now. We're supposed to give them money, public work, to create jobs. We're supposed to prove their vote. Where do we start? They must advise us. Do we approve their vote if they are not going to spend it? What is the use of it? Why do we approve monies that are not going to be spent? That's why then the question that we're asking maybe is to say, is this approach workable? I mean, over the years, this program was started around 2007, 2008. But clearly, the uptake is still low, because I think that there's a problem with the approach. And we think that we must be able, as Parliament, to say, this is not working. But we must not end there to say this is not working. We must say, what is it that we think that could work? To us, what you spending in other programs, you are spending, there's no problem. because with this one, and if you were, for instance, I'm sure our colleagues from the public web, they understand how this thing, how it works. But from appropriation, I understand it because I went to the summit. But clearly, it's not reflecting, it's not working properly. I know some small municipalities were asking questions like, if we report on the project of MIG, would they come in this? What that reflected is that they don't understand. But what we would like to suggest to you is that you give municipalities money or provinces a mandate to say, if they are to close potholes that you're talking about, and say, tell us, how many potholes do you have there that need to be closed, and this is the money, and we make them account. We make them account. I'm not saying that we throw money, but I'm saying we must make them account, because if we think that they must first show that they have worked, it is not working. It is not that it is not achieving what we want this thing to achieve. We want to create jobs. And it's not doing it. It's not doing it. After 9 months, it was 27%. And now we think that it's going to be 100%. How are we going to achieve the 100% if we could not do it in 9 months? So there's something wrong with the approach. There's something wrong with this approach. I think that the program is good, it's fantastic. But if we approach it the way we're doing it, we'll come back again next week and the other year and find that it's difficult to improve. So, Chairperson, you want to add?
Chairperson, what I want to say, I'm not going to defend them, but I will say what the commitment that was made by the 18 DG. To say there's an agreement with the Department of Transport that both of them will contribute 50% of their budget to deal with the issue of potholes. And the minister made a commitment that she no longer wants to see a pothole, a board. What they need to do is to deal with the potholes and them wasting money to put a board there that there are potholes taken. The other thing that we need to say, Chairperson, the 18 DG was supposed to be here to endorse the commitment that he made that he will make sure that he speed up everything. He is not the first day. There have been 18 DGs, and the problem is that he is trying to catch up the person. Because there's no way that a department can turn into a Hollywood where there are a lot of 18. And we promise as a committee, Chairperson, that we are pushing that the department should have a permanent DG than having an 18 one. A commitment has also been made that on the vacancies that are there are a lot of vacancies, more than 700, and there were 737, that there are vacancies that will be filled within 3 months. And the other one, 6 months, there's a committee, standing back a committee. And we promise that the first batch of the vacancies that will be filled, there will be changes in the department, and the commitment that were made will be implemented, and we are sure that the department will be moving. Thank you very much.
Now, Chair, I don't want us to fight here on the table or on the side, on my left, because the appropriation is saying this, and the public work thinks that we're saying this. We want public work to respond to commit themselves. Now, what is happening here, I think that it's unfortunate. We ourselves now, we're contradicting ourselves as parliament. Others are saying, no, there's a commitment. Don't worry about it. But we want to hear it from the department. Please, let us allow the department to speak for themselves. Let's do that. Let's allow them to speak for so that we can make them account. We don't want them tomorrow, and tomorrow we'll say no. Tomorrow they can come back to us and say, we did not say that. And we'll be knowing that they have not really said that. Please, because it just allowed the department to speak for themselves. I was really, I don't know if I have covered you, Comrade Masiko, because I want just the department to summarize on this question. But before you come in, let me allow Honorable Masiko. You're fine. Yeah. If you could summarize, you know.
We just take the EPWP question alone so that we clarify that maybe if there are follow-up questions, we can deal with that. Maybe just in summary, before Stanley goes into detail in terms of what we are doing with the municipalities, we will remember that we had a job creation and poverty alleviation program in government that was dedicated. As public works, we had community-based public works program, and those programs were replicated.
Sorry, with respect, we don't want the details of what they are doing with municipalities. What we are saying, you go out and think about this. We have been dealing with this program. We're saying, as it stands, it is not yielding the results that we want. What is it that we need to do to change it so that it can be effective? We can be able to, at the end of June, at the end of the first quarter, at least we can be able to show that we have spent about 25%. At the end of December next year, you can be able to say that now we have spent 75%. All that we're saying, if we remain with this approach, irrespective of what we think that we're doing, we're not going to change. We're not going to improve understanding. Because why are you doing it? I was in the summit. I know that you pay debt about what people have done. And that is, I'm saying that is why we are here. The provinces have got the capacity to spend. You can't say that they have no capacity to spend. Some municipalities are big enough. They have capacity to spend. But the problem, as Parliament will say, is the way that you are approaching it, because you're paying in reverse. They are focusing on their own money. They've got their resources, the stringent ways of reporting and what, mainly what you call the sectors are contributing to this. But it's difficult as we're approaching. Our plea is that I think that we need to take a paradigm shift. If we want to deliver, to see results. We're not going to see results. We can tell us the details of what you're seeing, what you're doing in municipalities. It's not going to assist us. We want to see the results that we are spending. So we can't, after 9 months, and we say, and we still take another explanation, what is doing, what you have been doing. It's not assisting us. So we must change it. Let's change the direction so that we can still deliver. That's all that we are saying to you. You are Mr. Salman. Okay.
Chairperson, I think it's appropriate for us to update the committee on one such paradigm shift. I think the minister has come out in the media very recently about employing masses of artisans and retired engineers. But not only that, to create direct job opportunities. And what the minister has guided us in doing is to, on certain of our programs, do things a bit differently. You know that a lot of our projects get outsourced to the private sector. What we're doing and what we've already started to do is to employ a lot of these resources that we need on these projects directly. By employing them directly on the project, having the retired engineers and all artisans on site, but also ensuring that we have National Youth Service as well as EPWP beneficiaries on our project. Last week, we flew to Le Palale. We met with the local municipality. We had, on the first day, we had about 44 young people who started ready to work, and they started to work on that very day. Yesterday, the minister launched the portal program. I think we must have had about 600 to 1,000 young youth on the lawns of the Union Building. The project was launched. What we are basically saying is that the minister is really trying to do exactly what you are saying. That paradigm shift is necessary. And we're going into the various problems, provinces, so that we can ensure that we make a difference in creating jobs directly. Also, what we're doing in Kwakwa as well as in the Free State, we are looking at underutilized and unutilized facilities, employing young youth, so that we can upgrade these underutilized and unutilized facilities to make them available to ordinary South Africans, like students. These are projects that we do that we're currently busy on. But I think what is necessary for at some stage, or at an appropriate stage, for us to come back to the committees and give you a report as to how it is that we're going to do things differently to ensure that we create all of these jobs that we promised.
To talk specifically as well to the issue of the incentive grant, which is a transfer to the municipality based on their to the municipalities and performance and their provinces based on their performance and adding the activities that we have engaged in terms of how to assist them to make sure that they do proper reporting and on time so that we can be able to transfer the funds.
I thought that I was happy with the broad thrust of what you were doing rather than the details, but it is going to be short. Mr. Anderson.
Thank you, Chair, Honourable Members.
We're meeting on another time now.
Yes, to be a mic so that we will be concise. Chair, I think it is indeed important to understand what we are up against. Whether the program is working or not, i.e. the relation studies show indeed, yes, that it is working. Whether we can do more, yes, certainly. So I think we have to be very clear, even as we criticize, which we welcome, but we have to be very clear that the program is indeed working very well. All that we have to do is to ask those who are supposed to benefit. Those are the people, that's where we target our evaluation studies. Not what officials say, but what people on the ground say. I think that's important, the first point. The second point is, we have to understand what the purpose of the wage incentive is. The purpose of the wage incentive is to intensify labor intensity. Which means if we do that, if we can take more machines away, we do indeed create more work opportunities. Whether it's a short-term thing, no, it is not. We have seen in 283 municipalities that we have to change around the mindset in terms of how people cling on to machine-based technology. So what we have up there is what we as a department say we are doing, and it's an ongoing program. And I would like, with your permission, Chair, to run through those five bullet points there, because that's indeed what we turn around the 283 municipalities. Because what we, to put it differently, when a program and a project is designed for machine-based technologies, we cannot expect that program to optimize the creation of work opportunities. It will not happen. Therefore, we as the Department of Public Works, that we are doing is we become involved at the design and planning stage. Say, a program and or project within the program has to be designed for labor-intensive technologies. Which means then only can it optimize the creation of work opportunities. What we are doing as a department there, we are saying we engage with municipalities and with provinces to support them to implement the Expanded Public Works program. And we have actually deployed temporary data capturers from the department side saying, because things are happening often on the ground, But the capacity, and if I can talk to the capacity issue, it's the capacity amongst the implementing bodies. That is where the major challenge lies. And our job as departments, as co-legislative departments, is to do that. So we actually go there, we deploy data captures to allow municipalities to get the data onto our systems so that they can actually access the waiting centers.
Sorry, Mr. Henderson, on that note. You know, when you're talking about those data capturers, you must remember, you know that I was personally at the summit that spoke about those data capturers. I don't want us to go there. You know what was the report there. You know. But I think we should take Mr. Samuel's advice that you come back to us and we just focus on this. Let us take that advice, that we focus on this. And clearly, I think that as a standing committee on appropriations, we would want to engage actually with the minister in terms of maybe what is it that we think that is not working or working. I think that it would be a good thing to do that. But based on that advice, that let's be given sufficient time, where we not what we couldn't have in other departments wanting to present, just to focus on this. What we got. I know that you are expecting this, Mr. Henderson, Mr. Arimo next to you there, the two of you. I know if we give you time, you can take the whole day explaining to us. We really appreciate that, but. From your presentation yourself, you were saying last year, and I agree with you, the expenditure, we're not counting rand and cents, Mr. Henderson. You know, Mr. Henderson. We're counting percentage of what we have given you. That's why the question was, if we give you this amount, is it because we give you because you propose that we want this amount? We're going to be able to spend it. So that when you don't spend it, that's why then we say, what is the problem? Is the approach that we're using working or not working? Now, you think that it's working. When last year you had a better percentage spent last year than you have now. I know. I'm not speaking from a thumbsack. I speak from what I do know, what the figures were, what the figures are today. Because we've been monitoring this, what you call it, this program. So I think that let us just close it at that. But the other thing that I would like to raise, I thought that Honorable Mashiko, I thought that when I said ask you to raise this question, I thought that you would raise it. Because, Mr. Samuel, when this Habitat Planner program was introduced, it was to us, at the first meeting when it was introduced, we were told that it was initially meant for Tswane, as the name says, Habitat Planner. It changed it over time because it was spread over the, what you call it, the country now. But your report today is not reflecting that. That's why I kept on asking you, are you done with your report? Are you finished? Because I thought that you go back. The projects that you were reported to us at the time, so I no longer want to call. Now, you're talking now as if it is a pilot project. You have identified certain nodes, which is good for rural areas. It's a good thing. But we can't pilot everything. I think somewhere it must reach implementation. I mean, I can give you a report from the previous presentation on this article, on this program, where you said you were this. The first time it was rolled out to Bloemfontein, I can remember, and some other places. Now where you have identified them now. See, my colleague spoke about the English that we're using here. Identified and rolling out on those what you call the areas. So it's two different things.
we want you to come back again on the what you call it. Just give us a written report, Nandita, on this rehabilitation site. Because we want to be very clear, what is it that is happening exactly? Are you piloting it? Because we thought that initially it was meant for Pretoria, as we indicated, but later on we thought that we were told that it's being spread out. But today the report is not indicating that it's being spread out. All it's indicating are the areas that we have identified, not where you're working on. Onoxad, we want to close.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the opportunity. I just want to say that, you know, the 5 bullet points which has been referred to and the, you know, this is the turnaround strategy. But I don't see anything in there, the point that you raised, that we are dealing with a lot of rural municipalities that just haven't got the money to spend it. And they are expected to, first of all, provide the money and then get it back once the programs have been approved. So they're not going to be able to do it. Now, I see there's some partnership with DBSA. Now, I don't know whether that is intended to be a situation where DBSA will in fact support those municipalities financially in advance. But, you know, it should be necessary because the money is available via the taxpayer. And I really feel that, you know, when they report back to us on public works reports back on the EPWP program, they should concentrate on how they're going to help those municipalities financially that can actually are not able to afford the EPWP program, because that is where we need to create the jobs.
You want to close?
Yes, Chairperson, thank you very much. First of all, I must really apologize personally. We have the apology of the acting DG. I should have presented it upfront. Otherwise, he would have been here. He was sent somewhere. I must really profusely apologize for that. And in summary, thank the committee. We've taken note of the issues that were raised, specifically the issues that we have to come back on, but even the questions that the committee have raised, we've taken note of them, and we will respond to them. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to respond in detail. But thank you for the opportunity, Chairperson.
It seems this was a closing remark on all the questions we asked. But the issue is, we have to write a third quarter report. That's what we must do as appropriation. And as if you are closing, we should know now, because there were questions that needed immediate answers. We should go into that report. Maybe we wasted time ourselves by talking and not giving you a chance to respond. But we need responses to go into our third quarter report, which we must present in Parliament. So I don't know from the chair if we still have that time or how we are going to manage it, so that all that information should come into the report, because crucial are questions were asked about your spending, your underspending, which need to go into this report. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
No, Chairperson, thanks for the opportunity one more time. Going forward, Chairperson, let's suggest that maybe we need to give the department the benefit of the doubt. Go back to there. They had the question. They have noted them down. We are talking about high-level professionals here. They'll be able to capture that, give this to us in writing, because seated here, we get a sense that really they were not ready to engage with us at this level. Otherwise, Chairperson, we need to weigh out the reasons why we were here in the first place. And when I look at my colleagues here, who I'm not personally convinced that we achieved what we set out to achieve today. But because of the interest of time, Chairperson, maybe we need to agree ourselves here, Comrade, with that they need to go back and attempt to give us all these answers in writing, and then we take a decision going forward. Because, I mean, it's a legal exercise. At the end of the day, we need to go back to our drawing board and write the report. And I don't understand where are we going to start from this exercise as we end it now, because I'm not convinced that it gave us what we wanted to have from themselves. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mama Boza.
Thank you, Chairperson, especially for the opportunity. Chairperson, I would like to agree with Honorable Mbilwi that we give them chance to go and do it on paper. After all, administration is done on paper. That will be a very good commitment from them. And I think going back, they will also involve the acting DG. That commitment should be done by the acting DG. Meanwhile, as the portfolio committee will also be checking on what they are doing, will also request them to have a copy of their response to this committee. Thank you very much.
Now, I think you kind of preempted the chapters. I mean, I was giving people the opportunity to close. Not that I didn't see what you think. In that I wanted to request as well, the department, as you have done, that those questions are important, that you respond to them, the questions that we raised. But all that we said was that we asked you to respond broadly on the questions that were asked, because sitting this side of the table, were able to listen what the direction of the question was going. But the request is that you will report to each and every question that was raised, but also to indicate that, yes, Mr. Summers, I'll continue agreeing with you that together we need to engage, especially on the EPWP. I mean, it's a very important program for the government in order to create jobs. We, together, not you and us, together, we must make it work. And we think that as Parliament, we have got a role to ensure that we assist that in making it work. And I'm sure it can work. It can work. There's no reason why it cannot work. We will, with our colleagues from Public Works, engage on with you on this matter in ensuring that we come to some common understanding of what is it that we think that would improve the performance of this grant. It must work, it must do the work that it was intended for. On that note, I would also like to thank my colleagues, Co-Chair Mama Buza, and the team here. Thank you very much. The police service sat and listened to us, so you're also welcome to sit and listen to the next presentation. And the chairperson there was sitting there patiently, and the commissioner was sitting there. So you are excused, but you can remain in the house. You're welcome. So that you don't want them to say, no, Public Works has not done this. Chairperson, you want to join me this side, please?
thank you very much. Public Works, you want to have another meeting outside?
please excuse us unless you want to be part of this meeting.
The whip of Public Works.
Commissioner, we don't intend to have a long meeting. We just want to focus on the issues that we think that we need to focus on, so that we might not need your whole presentation. I will just guide the meeting where we think that we need your focus on. I must welcome my colleague, the chairperson, and the other colleagues from police. We welcome you for the second time. It's not a long meeting that we invited you for. It's around, as it was done with Public Works, the expenditure of the third quarter. I think that as far as other programs are concerned, we don't have any qualms. But Commissioner, the program where we have qualms is integrated justice system. That's where there is understanding. And maybe we should not, I don't know how much you have prepared, but if you have prepared it, you will give it to us. Let us focus on that so that we don't take long on this. That's one thing. But the second thing is that we would like you to comment on. I don't have my judgment in front of me, but as a confess, that are being made from one program, shifts that are being made from one program to another. In terms of the Public Finance Management Act that we're all familiar with, Section 43, for instance, of the Act does not allow us to shift funds over 8%. Where the funds have been transferred over 8%, it means that National Treasury must give authority. Assuming then that during adjustment, National Treasury gave that authority, but there are certain programs where, in spite of that, you can't shift those funds. Let me just take the PFFA so that we all. Oh, okay. PFFA. I mean, Section 43.1 says an accounting officer for a department may utilize the saving in the amount appropriated under a main division within a vote towards the defrayment of excess expenditure under another main division within the same. We agree. 2 says, all of them agree. But 43.4 says, this section does not authorize the utilization of a saving in A, an amount specifically and exclusively appropriated for a purpose mentioned under a main division within a vote, B, an amount appropriated for transfer to another institution, and C, an amount appropriated for capital expenditure in order to defray current expenses. Now, Yeah.
capital was allocated 2.7 billion. The department has spent 59% as at the end of the that. Part of the capital budget was an amount, 19 million was shifted from capital budget to defray current payments. That is the compensation of employees. This is in conflict with Section 4340 of the Public Finance Management Act, as the sections are not allowed for the shifting or balance of funds to defray current payments. Well, the others, there is understanding, but it's not something that is really the issue. As I say, the focus is on the integrated justice system. So those are just the. But we also had intended, we'll do that in future, to because we see that some of the reasons that you have given for slow procurement is as a result of the CETA. But I think that we will engage on this matter. So over to you, Commissioner.
Thanks, Chairperson.
You can introduce your team, sir.
Thanks, Chairperson. The team is not larger than yesterday. On my right would be the Lieutenant General Keter, person responsible for friends and sense in the department. Next to me is Lieutenant General Gwene. Is Deputy National Commissioner responsible for the Office of the National Commission Related Matters. Next is Lieutenant General Mufume Topia, not honorary, but PhD, was responsible for physical resources in this organization. Next.
Sorry, Commissioner, if people could just raise their hands this side, we're not seeing them, we hear the introduction.
If they can stand, some of them are shorter. Lieutenant General Ngwenya, CEO. Yes, yes. Lieutenant General Mufume, Dr. Mufume, responsible for physical resources. Lieutenant General Master Standa, responsible for our well-being and welfare. Lieutenant General Lebia, deputy from here to there, still introducing deputy national commissioners, will be responsible for deputy national for detection or detectives and intelligence and related issues. Lieutenant General Dramat, a short big hawk. Is the head of Hawks. All of them are up to drama at Deputy National Commissioners. I'm sure the chair will notice that out of five Deputy National Commissioners, three of them are ladies in the South African Police Service. And then that is Lieutenant General Shabalala, responsible for the technology in the South African Police. Lieutenant General Pukane, responsible for forensic and laboratories in the department. That is Major General Mbata, responsible for communications. As chair, yes, sir. Can I proceed?
Please proceed, sir. We just whispering that you're preempting some of the questions. No. Around the center. No, so we're not wondering it anymore.
No, that's okay. These are questions sometimes. But if you raise them there, we'll be ready to debate them. But Chair, as you have raised the issue of being focused, we would not really spend would not spend more time
trying to elaborate on our introduction. Safe to say, General Stefan Sketcher will deal with the matters, taking them forward, focusing on the matter raised. That will be the some, if needs be, there are other areas that would have been the, some kind of underspending. If the explanation is needed, I think we can give it. That is machinery and equipment, and that will be goods and services going forward. But maybe on the broad introduction of the chair, we wanted us to focus, if we can proceed through Stefan to give our report there and then take it on the engagement and the rest of the thing. Could we then allow General Skate Chairperson to proceed?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as you will note, we start immediately with the figures as on the 31st of December 2010. Those are also the figures at the end of the third quarter that has been indicated in the report presented to Parliament and also in your letter to the Department. It will immediately be noted that there are three aspects which the committee indicated as concerns to the committee. The first one being compensation at 75.3%. The second one being goods and services at 67.7%, and the under expenditure in that regard, that is where your IJS, CJS monies and projects are vested, and then also the payment for capital assets in this regard at 59.6%, and then the question which the Chair indicated as to the shifting of funds to transfers in this regard. Now, shall I quickly indicate that we're working currently on a linear benchmark of 75%. Not always possible in this department to keep exactly to 25, 25, 25, 25, giving you a 50, 75%. We indicate quickly, and I will just run through it to emphasize the aspects that you've referred to see immediately that on the second slide, the trends in actual monthly spending, where you will have, for instance, quarterly payments for accommodation charges and leases to PWD at the end of every quarter. You will also note immediately there that there were some expenses in August and September relating to the Soccer World Cup, which was quite a significant amount, and then also in November to the Public Service Bargaining Council agreement in terms of conditions of service. So, if certain prominent payments are considered, the graph indicates that quarterly expenses are not always precisely exactly 25% per quarter, although it is a good threshold and benchmark that the department strives for. The second graph is a cumulative comparator between different financial years, based on 25% for the first quarter, another 25% getting to 50%, and then another 25% getting to 75%, which equals the expenses as at the end of December 2010. There are a couple of aspects that I would just like to indicate to you. It's an annual cumulative trend, and you will see that all of those percentages are very, very closely in the same region, and normally we're in the vicinity of 72-73% as at the end of December in this regard. So, although we are very close, to have it precisely 70% are not always possible. We shall indicate in the next slide why it is not always indicative per se. This is not to say that we will still strive to spend yet again 100% of the allocation. Minimal variances in terms of our programs, most of our programs are in the decimal, although it is still a significant amount of money.
And then also spending according to priorities as indicated in the MTBPS, the MTSS, State of the Nation Address, as well as the budget speech of the Minister of Finance. May I ask members then to move to the next slide, slide number 5. We say then, in conclusion of the broader indication, although indicative of nature, the expenditures of each quarter in a financial year will not precisely be precisely equal. The linear spending performance after 9 months in a financial year will thus not necessarily relate directly to 75% spending. The total spending in the vote comprises 72.8% of the allocated budget, and then the three concerns of the committee are basically listed in terms of compensation, goods and services, and then also capital assets. If we go to the next slide, slide number 6, we're getting a bit more into the detail. The high spending performance of compensation is mainly as a result of the 2010 Soccer World Cup compensation-related payments, which took place during August and September, affected earlier in the year. The compensation overtime scenario was in the vicinity of 570 million, which has been paid during August and September. Approximately 66,000 different people were paid in this regard, and the allowance was increased from 560 Rand, if I'm not mistaken, to 700 Rand in this regard. So the expenses include also the steward functions that were taken over by the South African Police Service during the tournament, amounting to 72.6 million, nearly 73 million, for which we have billed the local organizing committee and are still awaiting payment. Those expenses on a suspense account will be placed on a suspense account, and once the money has been received, those suspense expenses will be cleared. So those that 73 million are in the 570 million, so to speak. Then also, one will note there that PSCBC salary agreement reached payment of salary adjustments, cost of living in November 2011, effective from July 2011. So we paid it in November with back pay. Obviously, you're then going to have a balloon payment in this regard. The slower spending performance at goods and services can mainly be ascribed to the spending performance of the integrated justice system, the IJS, and the criminal justice system, earmarked amounts, and the network and hosting upgrade. This is your concern, sir, as indicated in this regard, because the significant volumes of money also that are vested in this regard. We then have a sub-paragraph where we say the allocated amount for IJS is 264.1 million. Then if one adds 800 million also for the CJS, it totals 1.064 billion in this regard. As of 31 December 2011, IJS spending was at 37.8 and CJS spending at 11.9%. That is the crux of the aspect under discussion today. Then also the network and the hosting upgrade where 600 million is required. The next slide is the spending performance of payments for capital assets is in accordance with planning at the beginning of the financial year, as the delivery of vehicles usually takes place in the second half. To indicate this to you, as at 31 December, 5,825 vehicles were ordered, of which 2,916 vehicles were delivered. So a number of your vehicles will only be delivered in, or the big bulk, in the latter part of the financial year. Article 57, according to which we pay, of the National Treasury, according to which we order vehicles, was issued 18 November. So then ordering takes place, and you will then at the end, or in the second half of the financial year, get delivery and effect payments in this regard. So this plays an important role. Then we say no amounts were shifted from payments for capital assets to current payments. May I provide context in this regard? That is after the adjustments estimate. In the adjustments estimate, the 19 million to which you referred was indeed shifted, but appropriated and voted by Parliament for. So it was not a mainly aspect such which was dealt with alone by the Department in this regard. It was submitted to Parliament. It is in the adjustments estimate in this regard. May I indicate just one thing? You have also referred in section 43 to shifting of funds to transfers and especially other institutions. The department has no other institution, and our interpretation is that when we are shifting funds, for instance, to households and other departmental agencies and accounts, it does not include. In our opinion, a shift to another institution will be where you have an unrequited transfer, for instance, on DTI's vote, you will have an unrequited payment to CSIR. It is those transfers to entities such as those that cannot be increased. It will, because transfers consist of a different sub-item, such as provinces and municipalities, mostly for the payment of vehicle licenses, departmental agencies, in our case landing fees and aircraft, and then transfers to households. This category reflects an increased level of spending over the medium term as we sustain a sufficient level of funding for discharge, retirement payouts, death grants, medical treatment of detainees, injury on duty, as well as civil claims. So it is that specific category that has been increased and not a transfer to another institution. We don't have such transfers on our roads. So.
We don't have. The only query that we have is transferring from capital assets to compensation of particular years. Yes.
Well,
that was raised in the letter. If the issue of the institution was also raised in the letter, I don't think so. It will be, I will apologize for it, but I understand that the issue that we raised is what you have addressed, the issue of the shifting of funds, and the same that the Parliament approved it. Fine, we'll engage with the continue with your presentation.
Please, thank you very much, sir, for the guidance. But Parliament approved the 19 million per day in an adjustments estimate. Therefore, an appropriation act of Parliament. It was not merely done alone by SAPS. It was submitted to Parliament, the 19 million payment for capital assets that has been moved. But I shall appreciate if you, as you've indicated, to address it further with the relevant people. May I just indicate then that the next slide number 8, is a slide that focuses on the IJS. It's 264.1 million, and the 264.1 million relates to the integrated justice system. We've included these slides in order for members of this committee to get a feeling in terms of the kind of projects that we're dealing with. The focus is on business architectural design, emphasizing integration and exchange of information between departments, ICT infrastructure, integrated case management objectives, identification services, and then also business intelligence. There are specific programs and transversal IJS programs in this regard. The second slide refers to the CJS. It is the 800 million. It's the integrated and cumulative approach to contribute to a new modernized CJS. The objectives are, one of the objectives is to improve the timeliness investigation of crime scenes, caseload reduction, and improve cycle time of forensic investigators. Operational matters such as equipment provided for, and then systems upgrades such as APIS, DNA, and so forth. Personnel expansion in both CRC and FSL planned for over the medium term included also in the enlistment program. The hosting and the network infrastructure upgrade. We say we're developing all these applications and systems in SAP. We need the network in order to carry these systems. And therefore, the slide says SAP is dependent on a secure dissemination of information. Information processing in turn is dependent on computer applications. The deployment of these applications require an underlying network and hosting infrastructure. The current network infrastructure needs to be upgraded and increased in capacity. Those are the main three environments relating to the technology and operational environment of the FSL Forensic Science Laboratory and Criminal Record Centra in order to address the criminal justice system pipeline effect. The next slide is the reasons why we said that we did not incur expenditure according to the threshold, the quarterly threshold, as indicated by the committee. There was a focus on the 2010 Soccer World Cup, that is true. Secondly, changes in the organizational structure of the SAP, where new managers came into those environments. Obviously, as new managers, they had to review IT projects and operational projects and also deliberate in this regard with a number of stakeholders in order to ascertain whether those are the future directions that we would like to take, then also the commitment to existing contracts in terms of perceived challenges. Right forward, after a review took place and also then a new focus or a focus-driven approach, we say that the higher degree of certainty regarding these projects, timeframes and completion currently exists. Case management system, the e-docket, and certain undertakings are provided to members of the committee and obviously the broader stakeholder environment in this regard. And the undertaking is by SAP to ensure e-docket compliance by the 20 stations identified as primary contributors to reported crimes. We're talking about total e-docket compliance. Then also exhibit management, 75% of all exhibits to be processed electronically by December 2011. All exhibits extracted from scenes of crime by CRT FSL and in subsequent stores placed on the system to be communicated to relevant branch commanders and stations as mentioned above will enhance crime scene management and attendance capacity. We say that as part of the IJCGS, money will also be used to train detectives and branch commanders in order to utilize the system. It will allow for real-time monitoring and process flow of exhibit analysis and status, and enhanced focus-driven approach can be derived from that. Mr. Chairperson, we would like also to invite General Tabalala from the Technology Management Section, responsible for the IT of the IJS, as well as General Baslani, to maybe add in terms of the way forward, the commitment and the plans in this regard in order to address the concerns of the Chair as well as the Committee regarding the understanding on the IJS-CJS environment. Thank you, sir.
Yes, Chairperson, if you invite them, but we thought with the presentation, but if they're invited, that's fine. From this side, there are both new managers on this programs, Chairperson, for the reason of the changes that have taken place in the structural and organizational in the SAP. But one thing which might not be the main reason is that the CJS and IJS are more of a cluster kind of working. And this will be chaired by the Department of Justice. And we have been having meetings under the chairpersonship of the DG Justice, trying to work on these matters to see. It's a too big money, chairperson, not to be utilized. It's quite scary. So you try to put everybody responsible around it, but if Chair allows both Shabalala and Kaklane to add, especially maybe on how far do we think we'll go, some hindrances and quick ways, including the issue, but we said we'll engage later of Peter, we said we can engage him the other time, which it is a factor dealing with this matter, Chairperson. Thanks.
I don't know who's that in commissioners up here. I'll do it now.
saying, which means for now is satisfied, unless the chair wants more information, but they think we have said those main things that would have happened, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Commissioner, Honourable Members. Over to you, sir. Honourable Parapanat.
Thank you, Deputy Chair. To me, the key slide is number 12, to my eye. We're talking here about something we currently don't have, which is a high degree of certainty regarding project timeframes and completion. The SATs here say they're undertaking to ensure e-docket compliance by the 20 stations identified. We don't have a list of those as primary contributors to reported crimes. Now, that's fine to undertake to compliance. What's the deadline for that compliance? Because you can undertake to comply and deliver that in 20 years' time. We need a deadline there. And also then there is an undertaking that 75% of all exhibits will be processed electronically by December 2011. I don't know if that's the same deadline you're giving as undertaking compliance by the 20 stations. That may well be. But certainly this one where all exhibits extracted from scenes and in the SAP 13 stores to be placed on system. Now, as a committee, we go to station after station. At some stations, they literally stand at the door of SAP 13 stores and they throw the exhibits in. It would take a bulldozer to get into some of them. And yet you're claiming here that everything is going to be processed electronically. Is there a deadline to this, or is this just a wish list? Because it's certainly not to my eye, and for someone who's gone and been on the ground a great deal over the years, something that can be delivered soon. You have mentioned the data of December this year, and I see you nodding, and certainly we'll hold you to it. But if that's the deadline you're giving, I'll take your word now. But come December 11, if I go to the station and the SAT 13 store is still in the sort of disreputable state, with exhibits lying all over the floor and literally biological exhibits just dissolving before your eyes and destroying the case, then I'm afraid you'll be held to account. Thank you.
Any other questions? I will, okay, we will then come this side of the question now. If there's nobody, do you have any comments, Chapel?
No, thank you.
But, okay, now it's fine, continue, Chapel.
No. Thank you, Chairperson, and I want to thank the National Commissioner together with the CFO for the presentation, and I think on clarifying some of the concerns regarding some slow spending, where it is, or where it looks like the slow spending. I want to say that, Chairperson, that indeed the department has over years been receiving unqualified audit opinion, and for us as the portfolio committee, it means they now have systems in place, and probably they can improve so that maybe in the near future they can actually afford to receive what is then called clean audit opinion, if it is possible to get that. But I think they can move towards that. Nevertheless, I think we'll want to ask some questions. In fact, I don't understand exactly what a General Skeddi is saying if he says the Parliament approved this shift. Is he, by implication, saying Parliament approved an unlawful shift, maybe? What does that mean? So that I get clarity of that and I understand it exactly, because we also picked it up to say there was this shift from payments for capital assets, which is machinery and equipment, to current payments of an amount of about 19.88 million. And his response to that is that no, it was approved by Parliament, and I think one would be interested to know because it will be seriously worrying if we take things that are hidden some way and then we approve the total amount and at the same time we're approving something that might necessarily not be lawful. I think I needed just some clarity on that one. And probably too, indeed, whilst I understand the explanation from the National Commissioner that the spending on ICS and CJS criminal justice system and integrated, it's sort of a cluster thing. But surely it would be important to mention the fact that it is really worrying, because it talks to the very functioning of the criminal justice system and the integrated justice system. It talks to that. Whether it is because other role players are not playing their part or whatever, but we cannot therefore accept that therefore it has to happen, particularly if it is recurring. It's not like it's happening maybe over this year or we're talking about just this day. Something that continues to happen and we've been questioning this. And it is seriously worrying that we have this understanding on something that we spent so much huge sums of money when we were visiting provinces.
I'm sorry, Mr. Tembe, I don't want you to disturb that gentleman because I want him to listen to this. I would want to hear his own comments. Yes, that is someone from National Treasury.
In fact, we are saying we spent so much money as Parliament going to provinces, conducting public hearings on this. And if it is not taking on properly, then or up properly, it's seriously worrying. I think we have got to express that and ask the department to take up this matter, because unfortunately this budget is with the Department of Police. And it is really worrying. In the talk of such huge understanding, it's really worrying. So I thought that I must say it. And probably to say, if you check on the presentation, we can still expect that at the end of the financial year, the department shall have spent its 100%. Whether that is value for money, it's something else, but I think on the spending side, I think the department has managed to, is really managing to spend all its money. We really have all over if we ever do. In fact, they really, not we, I'm not the department. So yes, I just wanted to say that. But I think probably one will have to get some clarity from the CFO on this one. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. My apologies for not introducing National Treasury representatives. Our belated introduction, as you will raise your hand, Mr. Tembo is one who oversees the public works. Sorry, we didn't allow you to make comment on public web was here. And then we have Mr. Govender, who deals with police. The reason why I didn't want you to be disturbed is because I wanted you to listen to this comment so that you can assist us exactly. You heard what the police say in terms of the adjustment, that's correct. I would want you to comment then on that. We do have the copy of the adjusted ENE here. It doesn't seem to be saying what General Skete said, but you can help us clarify exactly where did this 19.8 million come from, which was transferred. Because according to your other report here, is that it came from capital, what we call expenditure, and then to what? Yeah. But the 43C that I was reading here was saying it's not allowed. There are certain things that National Treasury is allowed. I'm looking at the adjustment. Can you just explain to us what happened here?
Good evening, Chairperson, and thanks for inviting us. Yes, I've read Section 43 of speaks to vehemence and ship, but if I draw your attention to Section 43.6 of the PFMA, it says that National Treasury may, by regulation instruction in terms of this Act, regulate application of vehemence and ship. And accordingly, in the Adjusted Appropriation Act, 5B states that despite Section 43.4 of the Public Finance Management Act, National Treasury may approve the utilization of savings in amounts appropriate for capital assets in the savings we utilize for other categories of expenditures. So when police came to the adjustment budget, according to these acts, I mean, yes, the money did shift from capital to compensation, but that is within the prescript of both the Adjustment Appropriation Act and of the PFMA, as we saw it. And I think what General Sitter is referring to when he says that is approved, I think it means that the Adjusted Appropriation Bill was appropriated by Parliament, I mean the Act. So therefore, you obviously approve that. I think that's what he means by that. But in terms of our reading of the legislation, I think the National Treasury was within the prescript to allow that.
Our understanding is that in the absence of when Parliament is not it's not that time of the adjustment, National Treasury can do certain things. But just accept what you are saying. But I'm saying, in front of me, I've got the adjusted estimates of national expenditure of 2010. This amount of money seems to have been moved from crime prevention. And the report that we're getting, it says it was moved from the capital assets to current payment. Which one is correct? Because, you know, now we invite people for our own, what you call, inaccuracies in reporting if there's something wrong with that. Whereas it means that we shouldn't have invited there if that was the case.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, with regards to the money from capital to current, okay, that amount, yes, that was, like I explained earlier, was within the prescript. And secondly, the PFMA speaks about vehemence, but these, I mean, with this was shifts within the division. The vehemence are usually speaking about movement across the division. And as far as, like I mentioned earlier, there was 100 million, if I could see it, that was moved from admin to program 2. But the other shift was within the program.
I was just asking my colleague if he heard what you said. I just could not hear. I was trying to be attentive as I could, but still couldn't hear what you said. Now we'll come to you, General Skidner. What are you saying to us exactly?
Okay. Firstly, with regards to the movement of from capital to current, that was allowed, okay, because as we have seen it within the prescript. And then you asked about the movement of...
All right. Now, you explained that. We accepted that. But I just want also to say, as far as that is concerned, the committee has engaged with the Accountant General, and we have indicated to National Treasury that we will continue to engage them on this, on the PFMA. Because if Section 4C says these monies are not supposed to be shifted, or to be shifted around, and then the other section says national treasurer may by regulation. Now, we are engaging national treasurer, and we have indicated to them that we will engage them with that, because it confuses us as a committee as to what is it that we should be exactly we should be saying to the department. Should it be transferred or what? So, according to us, maybe this Section 4 is not supposed to be there, because National Treasury has got the power to do that. The current appropriation bill, 2011, like the other generals, they have got that clause 5, and we're going to engage with National Treasury around that issue. We should say upfront, because in the earlier debate, if you listen, Honorable Mashiko has raised the question of whether that was to do with public work, the amount that they had requested, they had to intended to spend it on that particular program, or they wanted to spend it elsewhere. Because to us now, if you do that, it begs the question of the credibility of the budget, whether it was really the intention or it was requested knowingly that a certain amount would actually be moved elsewhere. But let's allow General Skeeter. No, before General Skeeter comes, Chairperson.
Yeah, no, Ms. Chairperson, I would be interested to know the motivation in the first place. What is it that drove the department in the first place to shift money from this, which in the first place would seem to be contravening the law, having to go to treasury and so on? What was the motivation in the first place?
Over to you.
Thank you.
But also, you know, added to this question, is that it is during the year, your budget, you still have funds all over the, what you call it, the program, but you choose on this one. I mean, bearing in mind the question that was raised earlier, it was from the beginning the intention when these funds were requested to know, so you knew from the beginning that you would want to shift this money to this, because at the time, 6 months' time, clearly you didn't have a branch out of the resources from other, what you call, the program. Thank you. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. I think we should just maybe note something, that Parliament is appropriating money in terms of Section 30 as well for the PFMA. The moment you do there an adjusted appropriation, that act, you're actually putting a new appropriation in place. And then that act is applicable. That act does not prohibit Parliament, that's the interpretation. So you haven't done anything, if I may respond to your question, that Parliament should not have done in terms of the act. But Treasury can also verify that. That is absolutely correct. Parliament has acted, they should have done. Be that as it may.
I'm sorry, General, we seem to be talking past one another. I'm saying, I'm not talking about Parliament now. All I was saying is that Parliament intends to engage on this Section 43 with National Treasurer. We have informed National Treasurer that we will engage with it. We agree with what you're saying. Once Parliament approves, it's approved. And even this one, it's been approved. But all that we want to know is, what was the motivation for that?
I referred also to the whole thing about the World Cup at that point in time, or actually before the adjustment estimate. Remember, the adjustment estimate, I think, took place September, October, later. Yeah, October, November. That was after the World Cup. At that point in time, we have engaged certain pressures in respect of the steward function, for instance,
to also perform the stadium function, which cost us 82 million and so forth. If I may just ask you, sir, to go to page 227 of that adjusted estimate, you will see exactly from where to where and the program that's involved. Page 227, sir. It was within program 2. It did not go out of program 2. So in terms of the program, it stayed within program 2. It was merely an item change from capital to current. Which current compensation? For what? Welcome.
Can I ask you what is reduction in office furniture? Because that was provided as motivation to the National Treasurer. What does that mean?
The main aspect was for a lot of office furniture that would have been or was intended to be purchased within program 2. And then it was decided to move the money from or not from within program to from one item to another item that's actually ordered.
Okay, Commissioner, then there was the question that we raised around the IJS now and CJS. But also, Honorable Kola Barnard had raised the question on the way forward.
Timelines.
Yes, about the issue of the timelines, yes.
Well, I think generals will come on this one, but overall, Jefferson, also your co-chair did raise the issue of the money residing on the policy. It's true. That will be explained. There will be a few issues. These programs and these projects have been there for some time. And it must be remembered that their movement, we begin to see it because of the change of management and the heads of those projects and those divisions. Hence the change of management and allowing people there to reprioritize, to do reprojections and going forward. It has been one area that has been forever heavy dealing with it. And at some time necessary then to deal with the leadership of those particular units and those particular divisions. So that must be also appreciated, dealing with this matter. Having said that, coming back straight to the chair. Chair, why there is money, it will be explained maybe further, why there is money that resides right to the police that we can go and do, but even the program that police must do, they must comply with the other wings of the JCPS going forward. Now, it's no use for us to go forward and put these things that 3-4 years down the line, the other wings will not comply or they will need a lot of money for integration again. It is on the score that while we can go forward, do things, but we want to all go together. Hence, we have increased the meetings, Chairperson, of the JCPS dealing with this matter, technical committees per se dealing with this matter, so that even if the other wing goes forward, but in a way that when the others are ready, they will still comply coming with them. So that will be the reason that when you can do it, but you sometimes you need to mark time going forward. I get tempted now and again to deal with CETA, but the chair put it to say it would be on the other day. Let's leave for the other day.
Commissioner, feel free. It doesn't mean that you can't provide information. All that I was saying was that if it is something that is persisting, we have picked it up elsewhere.
Yes.
But we will invite them some other day, but you can provide freely your own information.
Chairperson, we have raised it even with our portfolio committee, this matter of CETA sometimes. and it does give a lot of delays. It does give a lot of unnecessary contradiction. Request this, told that you need that and all that. But also, we have found it very expensive because I'm told that the money of doing this job, they'll have to get 33% management fee out of it. I think that is a 33% of about 1.2 billion. I would have thought that the 33% could go down straight to the work we want to do rather than having that management. But we are working on those. So if we could be invited so that we explain our frustrations on these matters dealing with it that we have shared before, that will help. Maybe on terms of timelines and all that, both Ushabalala and Upakana can come on the issues of timelines. Start, with Shabalala starting, Chairperson.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure, as the chairperson might be familiar, but I'm not. So what you're saying is, what CETA is doing, the function that CETA is doing, currently doing, can be performed within the police without requiring the services of CETA, is that right? Or is what you're going to do?
No, the answer part, we've been...
He's shaking his head.
Shaking his head. I don't know why he would contradict me, but having said that, we believe that our own capacity can be built moving forward, so that we don't have a 33% management fee. So you can be moving forward. You can build that capacity. It might not be tomorrow, but we can build that capacity going forward. Those are the discussions that have taken place, and we've agreed on them.
Chen, I just want to touch on the issue of the duty station. One of the biggest problems or complaints that we have received is that other departments felt that SAPS was going alone. There was no consultation. We were running all these projects. We got them involved. We made them to take ownership of all the things that we are doing within CJS and IJS, and they are beginning to participate. Within SAPS itself, we are involving more than one technical expert in any of the projects. Because initially a project would be given to one consultant. We say, you know, we use 5, 6, 7 of consultants to tackle a project and finish. Those of us that come from operations have always been frustrated by the delays around this e-docket or the case management system. Based on what we have seen, based on what they have tested and what they are running in Kerine, we collectively made a commitment in the strategic plan of the police that we will deliver this in at least the first 10 major stations in the financial year coming. It's an undertaking that we have made. It's an undertaking that we will work very hard to ensure that we roll it out, it's in place, can be seen. After that, then it can really begin to be rolled out to all other stations, starting, of course, with those stations that generate most of the crime. Maybe one touches on this one. The money is around the financial year ending. They are almost all committed. It's almost 98% committed. The only delays, because one keeps track of the payments and the deliveries and we verify, it's hosting a network, 2 stations, one in Soweto, one in Pretoria. The second one is a small consignment that was supposed to come from Japan. We know for a fact that those cameras will not be delivered. So we are keeping in contact. Polling system will not necessarily be able to capture some of this information because the orders are being issued. Once we are invoiced, we have a cut-off date of the 28th. We will have a true picture, approach the National Commissioner, tell him exactly what is the status with regard to expenditure. But this expenditure, 100% of it is dedicated to projects that were planned for in the beginning of the financial year. We've done all we can to avoid a situation where there's dumping of money for the purpose of getting rid of it. Thanks, Chair. Pasani will take the last.
Thanks, Chair. We are confident that we'll be able to spend the CJS money that is allocated. Our performance...
I missed that.
Sorry, Chair. I'm saying we are confident that the money that is allocated to this department, CJS, will be spent.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you not I missed what Commissioner Shabala was saying, if he was saying the same thing about not dumping, you know, money for the sake of dumping, because now you are at the end of December, you are at 21%. At the end of 9 months, you are at 29%. Now, in the next 3 months, you'll be able to spend 100%. That's what you say.
Okay, I'm aligning myself with what General Chabalala is saying. Yes, we agree that it was never our intention to do dumping. Thus, when we went into the positions that we occupy, we had to review the plan to make sure that there is no procurement for the sake of procurement. And I think we have went a long way in putting measures. Like in the forensic environment, we, for example, have established what we call expert services, so that when you do procurement, we are not doing procurement based on what an individual scientist is advising to say this is the best instrument that you need for that particular environment, because a panel of them may have a different view, having had exposure to various technologies applicable to the forensic labs. So our delay in spending was because of the review that we had to do and to make sure that we do proper planning. What is delaying us is the delivery of what has already been ordered, which in this last quarter of the financial year has started realizing, and we are confident that the bulk of what we have ordered will be delivered, which is currently the case. In General Skete's presentation, he mentioned, for example, vehicles, which vehicles we need for crime scene management, because part of what we need to do is to respond quickly in terms of attending crime scene. So we needed to increase our crime scene capacity, and for them to be mobile, vehicles are going to be critical. That delivery is taking place. I think the biggest number of them have already been delivered in this third quarter, and from our colleague General Kruse, who does procurement, we have that assurance that all vehicles will have been delivered by the end of the financial year. There was an issue that was raised on exhibits. Chair, it's important to know that the system is not going to be a physical storage facility for the exhibits. What we are saying is that we are going to be loading for track and trace purposes those exhibits on the system, so that you are able to tell what is where. But the physical location of the exhibit will remain the police station. So what the Honourable Member mentioned in terms of exhibits at the station, I'm afraid if you go to a station, you are still going to find exhibits there. But I think the system will help us, you know, to manage, you know, the mobility or the movement of the exhibit. In working with General Chavanana, we are confident that as far as the forensic is concerned, those exhibits will in total be on the system in the middle of the coming financial year, because the exhibits that need to be processed in the lab are in any event at this stage being processed electronically. What the system is going to do, which we have introduced, is to make will enable view and access by people outside the laboratory. At this stage, It is only us in the laboratories that are able to tell where it is. It is important that patients, investigators, have got a sense of where it is in the system in order to get cases to the court. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me start with my friend.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a bit confused now. You know, everything is going to go electronically, and they're going to be on the computer, so everybody's going to know what exhibits they're referring to, and it's on the computer. But where's the exhibit? And this is what my colleague here is raising. The exhibit might be gone, so that doesn't help us much. And what are we doing to actually make sure that the exhibits are secure themselves, not only on computer?
Well, I think that the generals will respond. I thought that he was speaking to something like that, trying to clarify, but he will clarify more. No, just allow the question first. Honorable Korapana.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, there was never any statement by me that said anything about exhibits being moved to some other area. The point is that they are in many stations in a state of such utter chaos, unlabeled, in piles, degenerating because of the heat, often in tiny little containers of some sort, that the evidence itself is in chaos. And even if someone does sit and put it carefully on your computerized system, as my colleague has said, it may well be that that evidence has been lifted out of that lock and is long gone, because they are in many instances unsecured. Another point that I wanted to just go back to, a point of clarity here. When you spoke about taking $19 million, for example, from the furniture budget, now we go around the stations and we know, for example, that there are endless stations where there are no lockable filing cabinets. So you have detectives with very sensitive files about child rapes and murders, etc., sitting on their desk or an open filing cabinet. We haul them open. They do not lock. Yet you're telling us that you can take $19 million from that budget because it's not needed. That's the problem we have. On the ground, they do need it. And you're taking it to spend it on something else. We don't really know what it is. To go elsewhere where actually it's needed, exactly where it was. That's the problem we have on the ground.
The $19 million was spent on the compensation of employees. That's what he said. But I think he will explain again. Honorable Libatin.
Thanks, Chairperson. Mine is on the changes in the organizational structure. What is Lieutenant General Getter referring to? Is he referring to maybe the changes in the ranks, or I'm trying to get what is he referring to? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
We're moving towards winding up now.
Yeah, because I'm going at 20 past 12. They should, in fact, I'm just being careful about other things. They had somewhere they write 2011 instead of 2010. Like on page, the bar graph one. I don't know, unless...
Which one you're referring to?
The back up one, on page 3.
Page 3.
Mm.
Page
3. Is it letter 20? Yeah. Mm. Yes. Mm. And again, the one that I'm going to refer to is again on page 6. The second bullet from the bottom. I think it should also say 2010. Because... maybe there's some discrepancy. National Treasury is here, because National Treasury speaks of the total allocated that was 1.16, I think.
1.1, yeah.
Yeah, and yours is
1.06, yeah. And then as a result, it affected the amount you spent. You said you are spending was at 37.8, whereas they say the spending was at 21.6. And I'm going to page 10 now. And page 10 talks about your network. The last bullet on page 10. You intend upgrading, but unfortunately, there's nothing that shows how much you spend and how the extent of upgrading and whether you'll have used all the money. It has to do with this 600 million. If you were aware of the extent to which you had already spent your money and what is still outstanding in the last 3 months and whether you have spent your money, that's the concern of things. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I think on other policy-related matters, I think we're going to have enough time to interact with the department next week on, I'm saying, things such as your Section 13 stores and so on and so forth. I think we'll have more than enough time to engage with the department next week. I think I just want to say that. But I'm still worried, Chairperson, with the fact that surely there must have been objectives, priorities identified for the criminal justice system budget and ICS budget. Now that we have this low spending happening, what is it that was meant to happen this year which did not happen? What is it that was supposed to happen during the first three quarters of the year where that did not happen? And what is the impact of that on the work of SAPS and other cluster departments? Because, I fully understand the very fact that it's not just SAPS. It's the cluster, and the cluster has to function. And there is money allocated, and when that money is not spent, it means something that is supposed to happen is not happening. And that which is not happening, surely it must have impact on our way. Otherwise, there's probably no need. There's no need for the IJS or the CJS. That is my worry, is that this money talks to business of the cluster. And if this money is not spent, it means the business of the cluster is not implemented, it's suffering. And has that got any impact on the work of the individual departments then, including the cluster as a whole? That will be my problem. And I'm saying this, Chairperson, because it's not just this year that you're talking about this. It's not. And under the circumstances and the pace at which we are now and the issues that we are discussing now, they are indicating that we might still be anticipating the same progress next financial year, because we're not expecting that it's going to change suddenly. I will want to hear and understand what General Kashana is saying, maybe because the feedback that we're getting from the forensic services are quite encouraging as the portfolio committee, and we think there's something positive happening in that field. But it's not just forensic services only. It's the whole system. And that is why I'm raising this to say, what is it that is therefore is the impact of this non or under spending on this budget? And should we continue to have a budget that is not spent for the whole year? Should we really, when we have so many other priorities that need money, and there is this huge money that is not spent year in and year out, should we probably not begin to ask that question? Thank you.
I think
Honorable Chikunga, I think that's a key question. I hear, if I call your rank incorrectly, it's because the commissioner has not taught me to salute first, so I can understand the rank. Or general. Okay. Lieutenant General Khatlan. You know, I hear what my colleague is saying. But you say, that's why I was asking you, well, you're not contradicting Lieutenant General Shabala when you say, no, we'll spend this money by the end of the year. And you know, I really got shocked. I got shocked. Because my colleagues, they know that now, at the end of December, I mean, notwithstanding the question that my colleague is asking, but we do understand that in 9 months, you can't spend this money. But in 3 months, you will be able to spend 80%. In 9 months, you spend 20%. In 3 months, you'll be able to spend 80%. That's the question. Lieutenant General Shabalala says, no, you don't intend to dump this money. You want to spend on something that you can point out this money was spent here. But where is the magic word? Let's be realistic now. Because I thought that you would be saying to this committee, you might have an understanding of so much. We prepare ourselves for rollovers and what. Now you say you're going to spend everything. So I'm saying it's shocking.
That's a small word, just a thing. I mean, like you are saying, the link between these contradictory statements, if you like, but a rider to that is the very bullet number 11 from the bullet number 2 through the last bullet, number 11, slide 11. The general did allude to the issues of the changes in the organizational structure, where you have the new head with new strategy and digits going forward. And the review on this project. But most importantly, the CFO, if I'm correct, did allude to the question of the existing contract, which may impact, you know, which may have an influence, an impact in implementing this IGS and the CGI. But the very last Lieutenant General said, no, we are going to spend all this money. We are not going to have cabinet carryover, neither a fiscal something. See, no, these are conflicting now. He's saying categorically and very confidently that, and you alluded to the 20%, 21% if you like, and the 79%, which is the same. We do understand the load delivery issues and all that, but he is confident. Notwithstanding all these challenges going forward, this money will be spent 100% of it by the end of the financial year. It's difficult because, I mean, it's coming from the top hierarchy and the town's one arm is not talking to the other, in our understanding. Well, the lack of understanding of police issues may be the effect of it. We want information, you know, that is what we hear.
Now the National Commissioner, but the, you know, part of the challenge is to say, in this IGS or CJS, you're not, and there are other players. We had a report that they seem not to be playing for. That's why then the challenge of other 80%. Over to you.
Chairperson, maybe working on this with you all and the structure and all process. If you don't go, if you don't score goals, you buy strikers, and then you score goals. Jefferson, there's been a problem in forensic. It's known there's been a problem in the IT section. To start with, hence, well, one question was asked about the organizational changes. We've created a technology kind of a division where they will work on seamless ways. For instance, forensic was somewhere here, laboratories, technology and all, no more. They work in a full understanding that they are creating a seamless one department that speaks to all other technological issues in the Department of the South African Police. Put them under one roof, discussions and one planning and all. That's why Shabalala and Phahlane will interchange their kind of understanding going forward. Maybe, again on the question, that did cause some delay because they had to review matters. They had to reprioritize and reproject matters going forward. They've come, let me say, there is no division that meets frequent, like at the management level, like this one, Chairperson, which is something new altogether to meet this and understand the issues of this department, of this division and its components. So going forward, including meeting other sister departments on the rail chain of JCPS. Having said so, they've come back to say, these are the things that we need to do. I would assume that some of those things might be delayed delivery, but things for them to achieve what we have made our priorities have been signed and ready, and the money allowed to go. So it's not that they still have to go and find out what do we do with money and all, as you said, about 98% just in time. Some serious deliveries and some serious deliveries that are expected to happen soon. Yes, it's true. There would have been things that would have made the justice system work better by now if they were done some time back. But yes, it has been a tradition that money in this environment has been always pushed, and the fear you have, Chairperson, police, it's a fear that you sit down and say, are we going to be explaining all the time of pushing and rolling over these monies and all? Hence, it has become so much of a priority to such an extent that we are confident that, let me not put my head on the block to say we'll use all the money, but the first time the much big portion of this money will be used, especially that resides with police. There is money that resides with police. There is money that resides with Department of Justice and other components. And there is money that binds all of us that we work on the chain on it, that all of us will have to agree going forward on it. So those monies that reside with the South African police on this one, we are very, that maximum money on it will be used, Chairperson. Yes, as I said, there are things that would be delayed and all that kind of thing. One thing that you'll explain is an educate. Because I'm told that once it's educate, all departments that are involved in here will understand what's the story. So the prosecutors, the courts, ourselves, the correctional service, will all be speaking the same language going forward on the matters on the same time. Those things, those monies are meant for that. I think in the wisdom of our finders and of the system, that would be that. And we are trying to implement it, and we see, and we have agreed that it will make life of criminal justice system very efficient and very easy for the system, and very difficult for the criminals. So in that way, we'll really do our best to do it. I still believe, agreeing with them, that it would not be dumping, would be getting things that the system needs going forward.
Okay. Well, in the Edison.
Any Edison you find? Okay, listen, General Kassan.
Maybe I did not want to speak after they both have spoken, but I think there is one or two that need to be responded to. We maintain, well, let me start by saying, in line with what General Chavalala said and the National Commissioner, we did say we are going to spend. But at no point did we say 100%. General Chavalala mentioned the 98%, mentioned two consignments, one from Japan, and I can't remember the second one, where we say there is going to be, for example, it is those two where we know that there is a challenge in terms of delivery before the end of the financial year. But like the National Commissioner said, we have done our reprioritization. And maybe to answer the question by our chairperson of the, our own portfolio committee on what has happened. An example, you had, for example, 40 million that was set aside for an upgrade, for completing the forensic lab building here in, what is it, in the Western Cape. Now, forensic is not public works. So we had to say, but why can that money not come from supply chain management, from public works? So instead of waiting and hoping that 40 million is going to be spent, it was redirected to make sure that we do procurement related to the functioning of the system. There were, for example, a huge number of chemicals that had expired, which we said, you can't continue to go and buy if these things are nearing expiry. Utilize what is here so that when you start procuring, you procure because you really need these things. So these are some of the measures. And in terms of the exhibits, we maintain that exhibits will remain in stations at SAP 13 stores. Laboratory-related exhibits will be in the lab. What we have done is to build in a mechanism to make sure that those exhibits are being fast-tracked in terms of delivery to the laboratory so that they don't lose evidential value. Because if it is not having evidential value, it boils down to fruitless expenditure to go and do the analysis. So we are trying to put those measures. And the system is not going to be accessible to all. It is an internal system that will be accessed by police people who, it's not necessarily going to be everyone. So we are not that much concerned with who views it and who is not going to be viewing.
Move towards closing now, but I think that the part that you're really not closing, General Kassane, is that the question you were saying, currently the exhibits are lying all over the show, not protected. I thought that part of what you were saying would also cover that part, so that we can close.
Maybe, Chair, in terms of stations, we will maybe allow visible policing to engage because those exhibits resort under stations. I can only talk about exhibits that are for the laboratories, and in that regard we are trying to put measures in place to secure, like bringing in the CCTV cameras, bringing in the biometrics for access control, so that not everyone can access, for example, the drug storage facilities that that we have, because that will be a disaster.
Yeah. General Ketas, and then the National Commissioner will close.
Thank you, Chair. I would just like to refer to two other questions, three other questions. The amount that we refer to there is 1.064 billion. We have to add another 100 million for compensation for people in the FSL as part of the CJS. It brings it to 1.164 billion, which is exactly the amount appropriated. So But because it was a goods and services debate, we say, let's not bring in the compensation because there's no debate at all. Things are going well there. The risk is at the goods and services environment. So you just add another 100, then you balance back to the red one. Then secondly, yes, about the structural changes, the two gentlemen there are the new appointees in those two environments, FSL, CRC. As far as I'm, I think that's it for my time. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, thanks. Maybe one hanging question. I have a one pager. Here that gives the figures of police that were engaged. So this compensation also goes with the World Cup. It must be remembered that that was budgeted for. We put the members there. But on the eve of the World Cup, we're to put many more members. Many more members because of the withdrawal of the private security. And which were not on the main budget. Now we are waiting for compensation ourselves from the LOC because they were, that money was budgeted for them, yes, in the security. So that's why we are waiting for that money. So it must be understood that we went beyond the call of duty, calling extra, I think, extra four stadia that were not part of the budget. So we had to get the compensation for the World Cup. To be what the kind of history that it is today, but generally we are working on this matter. Those two generals, they came on this with a full understanding that it has been one of our main priorities. We'll be working very hard on it because it's not just working on it, but it also will improve the work of the JCPS. Generally, and in particular the work of the South African police. We have been looking at this system and we have been saying to ourselves, if this thing can work properly, many of us will run short of job because it will be machined and designed all the way going forward. But we want to give it a go, try very hard that in this cycle of governance and at least we try to make it. But again, it must not be forgotten that when we came, there was a problem. That is known in many quarters. And we are not going to stop reminding that the shifting of these two generals to these areas who are trying to rescue the situation should not be acted as if the thing is not known, that have been problems, big problems, in this one going forward. But to commit ourselves, that is the member of the South African Police Management, we will make things that are supposed to work in this organization. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Mr. Govinda, have you got something to say? And Mr. Tembo, fine. Comrade Sekung, can you make your closing remarks?
No, I think that it's important to say in this meeting, yes, indeed, the department generally is not overspending, not underspending, and therefore generally they are managing their finances well. But of course, that does not mean that we will not have issues to raise with the department. For instance, the low spending on goods and services, for instance, that is attributed to IJS, for instance, and therefore the IJS being a problem itself that is impacting on the spending on some aspects of the budget will definitely be our concern. But of course, the value for money will also be what we worry about. But we also are aware as the portfolio committee that indeed the department had to come in during the FIFA World Cup to save the situation that was reported to the portfolio committee. And we are aware that the department, because we asked the department as to whether ELO, as its local organizing committee, was going to pay the department that money because there was surely budget from their site that was meant for those security companies, and we thought that it should come to the budget, that, I mean to the department. So we are aware of those issues, but surely when the department has years before us, we'll also be interested as to whether after the appropriation, I mean the, is it September, is it? After the third quarter, the appropriation. After the adjustments, if there are no shifts that happen, because we never pick up this, it's never recorded anyway. And this time around, I think we'll definitely want to know as to whether there will be shifts that are happening during the fourth quarter that are not normally recorded anyway. That you'll take it that they are not there, but they're not recorded anyway because it's NCA. So this time around, we will also be asking the department if there have been some shifts and so on and so forth. But I think we are in a way satisfied. It's a particular committee.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. And thank you very much, Commissioner and the team. But also just to add on what my colleague has indicated is that General Kete, Lieutenant. Okay. General Kete, you, in your opening remark and in your submission here, you indicate that just want to use your own way in terms of spending. I can't see this now. I can't see, it's not a problem. Reference mesh, but I can't see your slide where you say should not be expected to spend to our expectation in terms of benchmarks of 25% per quarter. You see, what really guides us is that yourself, although indicative of nature, the expenditures of each quarter in a financial year will not be precisely equal. The linear spending performance after 9 months in the financial year will thus not relate directly to 75%. But that's what is generally accepted by national service. Because if others are allowed to spend 21% after 9 months and 100% then after 12 months, there will be a problem with that. Yes. However, the departments themselves, they give those indicative expenditure projections to national treasury to say, this is how we're going to spend this money. You're quite correct. May not be 25% or but in terms of how you understand your program, that's correct. Okay. That's how it was because it works. We understand that. But to national treasury, we have raised this matter with other colleagues that have been here for the past few days. We're raising it with you. It's the alignment of administration. Each department with administration is putting a lot of things on administration that you can't understand. You don't know why. For instance, there is a 6.5 billion just for administration because a lot is being put in the administration. But we expect that administration should really be administration. If you're doing oversight on the police, on public works, on any other department, we should all understand administration to be administration. Now, we don't know whether it's capital administration sometimes includes capital assets, includes all kinds of things. It's difficult to monitor. We think that there needs to be some uniformity in the way our budgeting is done. I think that we will, with the
portfolio committee, we appreciate the fact that you will be able to spend, especially on IJF and CJF, by the end of the year. That's what General, Lieutenant General Pachane said, they never said 100%. I'm using it often, what you call a card, that they will spend. Whatever that means. But the issue, the chairperson perhaps raised a question that was not responded to. The chairperson Chikunga said, if we have not spent, where have we negatively impacted by not spending on this vertical? Because if you haven't spent, somewhere you have sacrificed elsewhere. So that question was not responded to. It's a question perhaps that we need to ensure that in the work that we'll be doing, the assurance that we have been given, we will have to go back to this question and check what were the implications of that spending. I don't know, Commissioner, National Commissioner, we also police ourselves. If LOC is not coming to dinner in terms of its money, send us. Send us. We must stretch it, that money. They know that, we all know that there was a strike and what, and therefore somebody must, and FIFA has been very generous to them. I hope that they remember you in that budget. On that note, I would like to apologize for taking a bit long, but thank you very much for coming. The meeting stands again.
Thank you very much.
But